Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home defeats Hamburg 59-51 in the semifinals of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. And with that, they will advance to tomorrow night's championship game against Clarendon. We'll have talk more about that in just a moment. But let's go ahead and take a look at the final stats for tonight's game brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home with three players in double figures. Wyatt Gilbert once again leading the way with 22 points. 12 on the night for Luke Cruz and 11 for Colton Peters. And let's see, 7 on the night for Baylor Cresselius, 3 each for Bennett Penson and Brandon Morris, and 1 point for Matt Jones. For Hamburg, 2 players in double figures. Caleb Bridges leading the way with 14 points. Jalen Wilson with 13 before he fouled out. 6 points on the night for Jai Trent, including 4 or 5 from the free throw line. 5 for Nigel Lewis. 4 points each for DJ Johnson and Kyron Smith, and 2 points for Nick Bridges. Mountain Home turned the ball over 10 times. Hamburg with 8 turnovers. 6 ties, 1 lead change in this game. It was close early on, but Mountain Home kind of pulled away at the end, although Hamburg kind of really made a furious comeback there in the last couple of minutes of the game. But time ran out on the clock. And so Mountain Home will improve to 4-7 on the season. Hamburg will drop to 6-6. And so with the loss, Hamburg will move to the third place game tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock against Farmington. Mountain Home will play in the championship game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against Clarendon. And we'll have that game for you here on Classic Hits 101.7. And again, also a quick reminder, earlier today in the also on the boys' bracket, Mountain Home Christian Academy beat Brinkley 67-61 and Perigold top Cave City 62-48. Brinkley and Cave City will play in the seventh place game tomorrow morning at 9, and Mountain Home Christian Academy and Perigold will play for fifth place at noon. So that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and the boys' portion of our doubleheader. We'll come back in just probably about 4 minutes and start the girls' portion of our doubleheader. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Hamburg 59-51. You've been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.